Big bowling shoes to fill.
Surprise!
Make a wish. Make
come
a wish.
On. Oh, I wish I looked better.
That's a good one.
Nice of all of you. I haven't been to a surprise party since 1946. I walked in on my second husband and his secretary.
Tell us, Mrs. Babish, how old is somebody that looks like you?
Don't you know anything, jerk? You're not supposed to ask a lady how old she is, especially when she's over the hill.
Oh. Boys, I haven't even started climbing.
We got some entertainment for you.
Yeah, we worked up a special number just for you, Miss Bish.
Right. In honor of you getting old and everything.
You're gonna love it. We gotta go get ready, though. We got little costumes.
Oh, the...
It's so sweet of you just to close up the whole place just for me.
Don't mention it. The truck didn't deliver. We would have closed anyway. Do you believe the gall of that woman? She wants to tell me what to do. Me, Charles Pfister Crane, the most famous impresario in Milwaukee. Me, who made her the brightest light off Broadway.
Hey, did you see no sign out there? There's no bowling, no pizza, nothing. Place is closed. We got a private party here.
Oh, excuse me, innkeeper. I meant to create no disturbance, but I require the use of your telephone. You see, the instrument in my automobile is inoperative.
What'd he say?
He wants to use the phone.
Then why didn't he say so? Okay, go ahead.
We'll leave it down.
Thank you.
Becky?
Phone. Dial.
Hey, Edith. I got you a birthday present.
Tim, where is it?
You're sitting on it.
It's a little plaque.
Yeah, read.
Oh, it says, Edna Babish sat here.
That's right. Now you got your own private chair. You got a beautiful seat.
I made her. I'll break her. I am the genius. I can make anyone a star. I can make the next person I see a star. Or maybe I can.
This is a song that we all wrote in honor of your birthday just for you.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Mrs. B. We hope you're feeling great. We think you're swell 'cause you don't yell when the rent is 2 weeks late.
As landlady
always go. You're the lady of the land
and a woman of the world to boot.
You can't be beat, and you look so sweet,
and your pretty little birthday so.
Oh, happy birthday, Mrs. B. You mean the world to us. You're still quite a dish, and this we all wish. May you never get hit by a bus.
Charles Pfister Crane, famed showman, entrepreneur, and star maker. Undoubtedly, you've heard of me.
No, I haven't. Have you?
Of course I've heard of him. Don't you ever read Backstage Milwaukee?
No.
This man has discovered more talent than Ted Mack.
No.
And I wanted to say that the performance I just witnessed was absolutely marvelous.
Thank you. Let me get a quick tone. Always available. We have parties, weddings, baby showers. Yep. You'll even shower an adult if there's money.
Anything. No! Not you. I couldn't even make you human. No. These two lovely ladies were absolutely riveting.
Oh, thanks. We were riveting, Cheryl.
I am going to mold you. How does that make you feel? Mold.
Like old bread.
Good. You'll be my greatest discoveries. Lackey, my card. Call me at my estate. I can assure you, it will be the most important phone call of your life.
Mr. Crane is leaving now.
What was that all about?
Oh, he's just some kook.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. Charles Pfister Crane has a reputation.
So does my sister. All right, come on, let's stop fooling around. Come on, Bugs, and this birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Vern, I've been thinking. Maybe we should change names.
Great. You be Laverne DeFazio, I'll be Shirley Feeney.
No. That's not what I meant. Hmm. You know, our show business names.
Sure.
Look, Mr. Crane's taking us to the top. You want to be yourself when we get there?
Fine, will ya?
Look, our ship has come in, and it's a great big old yacht.
Forget about that. Things like that don't happen. A stranger doesn't walk in off the street and decide to make us stars just like that.
Ho-ho! But this is no ordinary stranger. This is Charles Pfister Crane, the toast of Milwaukee. I don't think you know who this man is. I don't think you understand at all.
Feeney and DeFazio.
Oh! Goodness, look at this. Isn't this beautiful?
Oh,
a small tip, perhaps, but well meant.
Who's it from? Who's it from?
Well, what's this? To my little lumps of clay, let me mold you. Love, Charles. There you go, in black and white. This man means business.
Yeah, I never got a 10-pound box of candy before. I could get a chocolate hernia. You
know?
Well, maybe this guy is for real. More candy, more candy, more candy.
Good day, ladies.
Lackey, hello.
Hi. I have a message from Mr. Crane. He expects you at his home tomorrow at 10 to begin your lessons.
Lessons?
I told you he means business.
Oh, yes. When Mr. Crane decides to make someone a star, he spares no expense. His limousine will pick you up in the morning. Until then, good day.
Good day. The limousine. Private lessons.
It's happening. It's really happening.
This is my drawing room.
Oh, you draw too. That's nice. Hey, did you do that baby up there? What is that, a paint by number jobby? Huh?
No, my dear. Rembrandt did not paint by the number.
Don't touch that. It must be over 50 years old. Oh, my la-di-da-di-da. Will you look at this piece?
Look at
Look at this. Will you look at this?
Don't touch it! I had it shipped over from Scotland, from the Hoover Castle.
Hoover? That's where we got our vacuum. We really appreciate all you're doing for us, but how come us?
Well, you girls know how fond I am of you. And what Charles Pfister Crane loves, the world loves. And do you want to know why? Because I make them. I take them. I train them. I polish them. I shine them. I get rich off of them. I create living works of art. You girls will be more loved than the Mona Lisa.
I don't think I want to be no Mona Lisa. Why not? She seemed like a happy lady.
Oh, this is Rudy, our choreographer. He'll work with you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
He's got a stick.
I'll arrange a preview performance for next Sunday. Nothing formal, just a few friends here in the giant vastness of my empty home.
Oh, yeah? Who's going to perform?
Why, you are, my darling.
You know, I think this star stuff is going to be fun, even though we did have to rehearse for 6 nights. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Cheryl. DeFazio.
Revamp.
Hey, what's going on here? City repossess your clothes?
No, we're getting fitted for future dresses.
Aw, you got lucky on Queen for a day.
What a wit.
It just so happens, Rose, that a very distinguished gentleman, an entrepreneur...
Manure.
A patron of the arts happens to be sponsoring our debut. Debut as what? Debut as singers. Hardy. Ha.
How'd you like to laugh with your lips in Cleveland, huh?
Yeah.
No, you got pins in you.
I got pins in me or else I get you. Besides, this is beneath you now, my dear.
Oh, yeah.
You are now the protege of Charles Pfister Crane.
Charles Pfister Crane, the star maker of the Midwest.
Why, that guy's made the greats.
Oh, my friends at the country club talk about him all the time, but nobody, nobody knows him. Oh, please, DeFazio, please introduce me, DeFazio. I belong in show business. An audition. I could do a couple of tap steps. What do you say?
What do you say, DeFazio? Oh, please, DeFazio. Please, it means so much to me, DeFazio.
Maybe you ought to ask Cheryl.
Oh, please, Shirley. Oh, Carmen. I could do a tergite. I could shuffle off to Buffalo. Oh, please, Beanie, please.
Rose, look at yourself. Look at yourself.
Please, DeFazio. Please, DeFazio. Think
about it. Rose, you're slobbering all over my shoes.
Let me rub it in. It's good for the plastic. I'll get you new shoes.
Please, DeFazio, for your old friend.
Okay. Get up. If you're around, I'll introduce you.
Oh, thank you, DeFazio. You're an ace. Feeny. You kids will never regret this. So, where do I wait?
In the street.
Fine. Perfect. Thank you, kids. Well, I guess I'll go park it by the curb, so to speak. See you later. Thanks.
We're here. Sorry, we're late. So we're here. I got a runner in my stocking, and I could only find red nail polish. I couldn't find a clear nail polish, and so we're here.
That's perfectly all right. And how are you this evening, my two little sugar lumps?
We're fine, just a little nervous.
And you have every reason to be nervous. Yeah. So tremble. Tremble and turn pale. This evening, in this room, will be all the great captains of industry. Steel moguls, shipping magnates.
Any people?
Of course.
Who will they be?
Oh, well, just some people from the newspapers. Music critics from all the large papers.
Music critics? Did you hear that?
Now, run along and get dressed. The guests will be arriving at any moment.
Yeah. Give it to them.
Oh,
Mr. Crane, would you find a very special place for this? It's Boo Boo Kitty, our lucky charm. We never travel anywhere without her. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah. Nice kitty, pretty kitty, nice kitty. Destroy that. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you all for being here this evening. Most of you are acquainted with the great things I've done for the world of art. Well, I've outdone myself. Tonight, you are going to see my greatest discovery, the brightest new stars on the musical horizon, ladies and gentlemen, Charles Pfister Crane presents the magnificent Rosebuds!
Start signing autographs, get a head start before we're mobbed later on. You finish your...
Okay, but hurry up, because I want to get home in time to watch Ed Sullivan.
A year from now, we'll be headlining on Ed Sullivan.
And Vern Shirley and Popo Gigio. Oh, I'm so
Liddy,
sorry.
Liddy.
Where's Shirley going?
Oh, she went out to sign some autographs.
It's just as well I wanted to talk to you alone.
Yeah, I know we didn't exactly wow the critics
tonight. Oh, don't worry about the critics. I do have a little influence with them. I own them. Mm-hmm.
You dressed them real nice.
Thank you. I'm going to take out a full-page ad in tomorrow's paper. Charles Pfister Crane presents Rosebud.
Rosebud? What happened to the rest of the garden?
What?
It's Rosebuds with an S. It's DeFazio and Feeney, Rosebuds.
Not anymore. Feeney is Feeney. Huh? Let me put it in show business terms. You were Bafo, she was Stinko. You'll never make it with her.
Get out, Shirley.
Oh, yes. Well, she's sweet, but she made too many mistakes.
Oh, but she...
She's out. You don't have an earthy quality. You could be another Eartha Kitt with a little,
No, I don't want to be another anybody. I'm sort of happy being who I am, and I want to do with Shirley.
Laverne, I don't want to seem harsh, but there's something that you have to learn right here and now. If you want to be a star, you have to learn to put the little people behind you.
Oh, she's not that sure. Anyway, I like the little people. Especially one named Shirley Feeney.
I won't discuss this any longer. You will do as I say. I see you with an ethnic trio. West Indians are colorful with the right shirts.
Oh, forget it, forget it. Me and Shirley will just do it together by ourselves. Forget
you it. Will do as I say. Drop Shirley, because that is the way that Charles Fister Crane wants it.
Yeah, but that's not the way I want it, Mr. Charles Fister Crane. Either Shirley sings with me or I don't sing at all.
Well, then, you don't sing at all. You ungrateful little street bump. Go back to your dreary, pathetic little existence. I can't wait to see you come crawling back to me.
Wait a second here. First of all, I don't crawl back to anybody. And second of all, don't knock my dreary, sleazy, pathetic little whatever it is. Because there's a lot of things in this world that all your money can't buy.
Like what?
Like being poor. That's right. I mean, at least when you're poor, you know who your real friends are. You got any friends? No. All you got is people who jump around and do whatever you say just because you pay them. I know, I see it. Lackey this, lackey that. Well, there are some people you can't buy with your money, Mr. Charles Fister Creep. And one of them happens to be named Laverne DeFazio.
They say you can take the girl out of the gutter, but you can't take the gutter out of the girl.
Try to be nice. You try to be a lady. No, that doesn't work. Attention, Mr. Charles Fister Crane.
No, I don't think they recognized me without my costume. But I saw the boy singers out there, and we worked up a new finale to the act, a great big old exit. It's going to be great next time.
No finale. There's not going to be no next performance.
What? What happened? What? He hated me. He saw that I was out of step there.
No.
He hated me.
No. He thought you were terrific. He said you were real sweet, just terrific.
Well, then what's the problem?
How do I tell? Well, it was me.
You?
I messed up.
You didn't mess up. No, you didn't. You didn't mess up.
I messed up.
Oh, a couple steps, but you covered up real good. How could he say you messed up?
I don't know, but that's what he said, and I'm sorry.
What, sorry? We're a team. He doesn't take you, he doesn't take me, right? We're partners. Besides, we're not going to let some old codger with a bunch of stuffed furniture break us up, are we?
Nah.
Let's get him.
Come on, wait, no. I don't think we have to do that. Things like this have a way of taking care
of
themselves.
I just want to pound
Yeah, I know. Jason, I just want to do that with us. I think Lackey. Ever see the look in Lackey's eyes at the... I think he's going to kill him one of these days.
You're probably right.
Well, try and get your stuff.
Is that mine? Of course.
Okay. Say so long to the big time, huh?
Bite your tongue. There'll be plenty of big times for us.
Yeah, maybe we can pick up some guys on the bus, huh?
Maybe we don't have to take the bus.
Well, how are we going to get home? Oh, boys! The exit!